An unknown Arthur once said, "The mark of a successful man is one that has spent an entire day on the bank of a river without feeling guilty about it." Well, this week's episode, the classic from the vaults in celebration of our upcoming 200th, is anything but a relaxing day in front of the river, if you know what I'm saying. I'm talking stress balls. This one was great. I remember it being great. I don't know, though. Why don't you tell me? And this one's going out to all the listeners. It's episode 99, Stress Balls. Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Ooh. Grab a fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, you big fat bitch over there.
Get all the lighting and cameras in the world.
Couldn't save us.
You can put lipstick on a big fat podcaster.
But they're still gonna look obese.
Oh, yeah.
Why is everything so horrible?
Kendo, I'm gonna go rogue.
Oh, God.
And I'm gonna say, do you know what I am other than fat, bald, and old?
Fat, bald,
and obese men on campus.
Well, there's only one other category I could ever fit you into. A big fan of Cher.
Zac Efron's disco.
That's all the categories I can think of.
I'm also stressed out!
Oh, well, thank God one of our listeners decided that we should have a show about stress because guess what? We're stressed!
Yes. What? We are stressed! Kendall, oftentimes I've thought, Cliff, you are just too blessed to be stressed. But not today.
Nope. Nobody's too blessed for stress. Hey, you know,
Lord.
I only picture what our listeners do as they listen to 6 months of me talking about how bored I am and how I don't have anything to do. And then the next week, all of a sudden, like, I am so stressed.
I'm so stressed out. I can't have a job. I need to go back home.
I'm so stressed it's making me fat.
Oh, it already made me fat. Boredom makes me fat. Stress makes
me
fat. I've been searching for 28 years for something that doesn't make me fat.
Well, it's broccoli, unfortunately.
I don't know. I keep reading these headlines on Yahoo News about broccoli's hidden traits that aren't as good. It's not as good for you.
Oh, shut up. If I hear any doctor say broccoli is not good for me now, every 5 minutes something's not good for me.
That's what I always think. That's why, you know, our friend, our quiet little friend Melissa from college, and she was on the Atkins diet, and she's like, oh, I can't eat carrots because they have too much sugar in them. I thought, if anybody tells me I can't eat a fucking carrot, then they are the crazy ones.
Well, you know,
then the patients have taken over the asylum.
You know, we were out on Halloween and we were eating a big dinner, you know, and I had some iced tea and I was putting sweet and low in the iced tea. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, do you know how many chemicals are in that? And I said, you know how many hormones are in your meat you're eating over there?
Ooh. Well, you know what? And chemicals are bad. Ooh. I agree.
Yep.
I agree. Chemicals are bad. But if you cut me open, I'm 50% artificial sweetener.
Yes, me too. And you know
what? I would much rather die of a chemical overdose
than die
skinny.
Fat.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Preaching
to
the choir.
We all make our choices.
Preaching to the choir.
We make our choices. Yep. I have chosen chemicals.
I don't want to die fat, Cliff. I don't want to die fat. There's only so much metal in the world to make coffins out of.
There's not a big enough backhoe to dig your grave.
You know what's gonna happen? We're gonna get we're gonna get skinny, and the doctor's gonna come
opening up.
You have a brain tumor.
So, you have a brain tumor.
Well, at least I'm going out happy.
At least I'm going out happy. At least on my deathbed, I'll say, mirror.
see myself in the mirror one last time before I go.
When they ask for my last request, I'll say, stand up there on a chair and take my picture.
Well, now I do have lots to say about stress, but I want to say one other thing.
Oh, yeah.
On my birthday, I went out for a big dinner for my birthday. And I ordered my most favorite thing in the world that's going to be served in heaven at the pearly gates, fried macaroni and cheese balls. I ate nine of them. Nine cheese balls.
Nine is not enough.
If there were 10, I would have eaten them. Okay, Cliff, now I know all listeners are probably thinking, what is stress? What's the definition of stress?
I didn't know.
Well, I thought you might ask. I thought our listeners might be thinking that. So I looked it up. Stress, Cliff,
Thank you.
Is a feeling that's created when we react to particular events. It's the body's way of rising to a challenge and preparing to meet a tough situation with focus, strength, stamina, and heightened alertness.
What do you know about that?
What do I know about it?
Well, that's a rhetorical question.
Okay. Yes.
What do you know about that? Don't tell me anything. Okay.
I got lots.
But now you know what else people want to know. They're saying,
how big is the disco stick?
How big? Let's all. Okay, one thing. Now, I want you to see. You can't read it because this paper's green. But the first thing I have written for stress relief. Guided imagery. Let's all close our eyes. We're in a field. There's a gentle breeze blowing. And what's that over to the left? It is Zac Efron's disco stick. And don't you just instantly feel better?
That's not what I was seeing in the field.
What are you seeing? I saw a big piece of pie. JJ.
A big piece of pie. Why do you have to be so dirty all the time?
Oh, Kendall, shut it up.
You know what's stressful?
You're stressing me out.
You stress me out being so crude on this show. You just stress me out.
I stay in a remain state of stress. Oh, no. Everybody's going to hear. Kendall, nobody gives.
You know what else makes me stress? How long we always talk. I think we got to get to things. We got to do things.
Oh.
That's what created stress in my life. I was just sharing that with our listeners. I thought they wanted to know.
You know what stresses me out? Stress. What? When we spend 20 minutes of every 80-minute episode talking about, well, I don't know. Do we have enough time left? How are we on time? Oh, I'm going to have to bleep that out. Oh, I better edit this.
I'm going to edit out you saying that because we're running out of time.
I'll just edit all that out. Okay, some other things that I have written down about stress relief.
Yes.
Journaling. Kendall, do you journal?
Oh, I journal about how much I eat. I write down everything
I do too. Usually I do. Oh, now, Kendall, one thing that's stressing me out. I realize some people have road rage, right?
Yes.
Some people have roid rage because they have steroids. I don't have either of those.
I thought you were going to say that. Hemorrhoids.
No. I have math rage. I was trying to do some math homework. You know I'm obese, man. Okay. I was trying to do some math. I don't know why I'm still trying to ease people into the fact that I'm in college, since I've been doing that for like 5 months.
Well, I'm going back to school.
I'm going back to school, everybody. But anyway, I was trying to do some math, Kendall. I wanted to pick up. I have to do it on the internet, and I wanted to pick up the computer and beat it against the wall and weep simultaneously. I could not handle it. I had math rage.
You know what helps with math rage?
What?
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to do it. I thought it'd be funny. It was a little joke. Obese podcasters.
Could you hear the look that I was giving Kendall?
They heard silence. I'm sorry. Continue.
Now, Kendall, another thing that helps. Meditation. I'm convinced that one day we need to do a show about meditation.
And the whole thing is just silent.
Yeah. The whole thing is, be quiet, think. clear your thoughts.
No, we could do a medication CD. And we'd be like, listeners, you are now feeling tired.
Did you say meditation or medication?
Oh, we could do a medication CD. Now, take your pills.
One that's prescribed by doctors.
Only Jack Kevorkian would prescribe our CD.
Is he dead?
I don't know. He probably killed himself.
He's in heaven.
Because he helps kill people. Get it?
I think that it was all right what he did.
I needed this show for stress relief. I was too tightly wound.
Oh, God. It's been too sassy already. All right. Now, other things people do real quickly. Yoga.
Yeah.
Breathing.
Mm-hmm.
They play games.
Oh, I do.
On this list of things that I Googled, it said sex is good for stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that for stress relief, Kendall?
I'm stressed. What do you think that means?
I don't know.
I'm just
I guess there you don't. But now, that reminded me one time on The View, Joy Behar.
Yeah.
They were talking about how women relieve stress and anxiety and stuff. And they go through all these different reasons and everything. And they said, oh, what do you think men do to relieve stress? And Joy, she said, oh, they jerk off.
Ooh, Joy, she's filthy.
Oh, God. Now, what do you think? I think that's true. Don't you think that's true a little bit?
Yeah, that's stress relieving.
Laughter
mm-hmm.
is a stress reliever.
So, see, this show is a stress reliever.
Hopefully. It'll either reduce your stress or you'll listen to it as you die, as prescribed by Dr. Kevorkian.
Yes.
Now, Kendall, some people think music therapy.
Well, not our music, not the songs we sing.
Listening to music, writing it, performing it, or paying attention to soothing lyrics. And I wanted to give people right now a brief example of music therapy.
Okay.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. And when you're crying, you bring on rain. So stop your sighing and be happy again. Just keep on smiling. Because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Do you feel better after that?
I feel so much better, but it could be the extra bottle of Jack Daniels I had while you were playing that music.
I feel better. Kendall, start the bad jokes music.
I'll save it for later.
Save it. Just put a pin in it.
Hey, Cliff. I just saw your book you held up. It says filthy, dirty jokes for all those people that can't see it. It's time for some filthy, dirty, stress-relieving jokes.
Now, Kendall, you know, I'm just holding that up as a fan. I've been writing these jokes all day long.
Oh, I know you have. So, why don't you start us out?
Kendall, a husky, stressed-out foreigner was looking for sex.
Uh-huh.
He accepted...
You lost me at the foreigner.
A husky...
I was everything else.
Stressed-out foreigner looking for sex accepted a prostitute's terms. And now when she undressed, Kendall, he noticed that she had no pubic hair.
Ooh.
And the man, he shouted, I'm just not going to try to do an accent. I was going to try, and I'm not going to try. And the man shouted, he said, what? Yeah, okay. What? No, what? I can't do it. Drop it. What? No wool? In my country, all women have wool down there. And the prostitute snapped back, what do you want to do? Knit or fuck?
No.
Isn't that the sweetest? Can you believe that?
Isn't that the sweetest? All right, Cliff. Ooh. A little girl asked her mom, Mom, may I take the dog for a walk around the block? And the mom says,
oh.
No, because the dog, it's in heat.
Oh. Now,
and the little girl, she says, what does that mean? The woman says, go ask your father. I think he's in the garage. So the little girl, she goes to the garage, asks her dad, may I take Susie for a walk around the block? I asked mom, but she said Susie was in heat and to come talk to you. So the dad said, bring Susie over here. And he took a rag, soaked it with gasoline, and scrubbed the dog's rear end with it. And said, okay, now you can go for a walk, but keep Susie on the leash and only go around the block. And the little girl left and returned a few minutes later with no dog on the leash. And the dad said, where is Susie? And the little girl said, well, she'll be here in a minute. She ran out of gas, And about halfway down the block, another dog is pushing her home. Oh!
Oh, you were breaking up there. I didn't get the punchline.
Oh, you'll hear it later. Okay. It was great. It was very stress relieving.
I look forward to it.
I know you do.
I'm a little stressed that I missed it. But now, Kendall, a stressed out man, he met a hooker on the street. Can you believe this? He says, come on, let's go in the alley and I've got $15.
Oh my God, you're stressing
me
out.
Says, I know, she says, $15? You're crazy. For 15 bucks, I'll let you look at it. And so Kendall, they go into the alley and she pulls down her panties. And he gets down on his knees, but he can't see anything because Kendall, it's a real dark alley. So he gets out his lighter and he lights it. And he says, wow, your pubic hair is so thick and curly. It's beautiful. Thank you, she says. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question? Sure. He says, can you pee through all that hair?
Oh, my God.
And she says, well, of course. And he says, uh-oh, you better start. You're on fire.
Why is all your jokes about prostitutes and pubic hair? This is stressing me out. All right, Cliff. A second grade teacher. She decided to teach her class about sex. Now she starts up.
That's too young.
I know, but she did anyway. So she starts out by drawing a penis on the chalkboard and asks the class, does anybody know what this is? And you know who? Little Johnny. He said, yes, my dad has two of them. And the teacher says, are you sure about that? And little Johnny says, yes, he uses a small skinny one to go to the bathroom and the big long one to brush the babysitter's teeth.
Oh, I think that's an oldie but a goodie.
I was about to say, stop me if you heard it, but I forgot to say that.
That's all right. Now, Kendall, this prostitute was looking at her pubic hair.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. One day in heaven, Jesus was talking to
him. That's better.
But this is close. This is close. Kendall, three Italian nuns died, and they went to heaven, where they were met at the pearly gates by St. Peter.
And he had macaroni cheese balls.
He didn't say that. He said, sisters.
God, he's crude. He's crude.
You all led such wonderful lives that I'm granting you 6 months to go back to Earth and be anyone you want to be. Now, you know, I would be Zac Efron's disco stick, but the first nun said, I want to be...
pretty tired.
I would. The first nun said, I want to be Sophia Loren. Poof! Kendall, she was gone onto Earth. The second said, I want to be Madonna. Poof! She was gone. The third said, I want to be Sarah Papalani. And St. Peter was perplexed. He said, who? Sarah Papalani. St. Peter shook his head. I'm sorry, but that name just does not ring a bell. And the nun took a newspaper out of her habit that she had all folded up in there, and she handed it to St. Peter, which this goes against the saying, you can't take it with you. Everybody, she took it with her. And now he read the paper, and he started laughing, Kendall. Oh, you couldn't believe it. He says, no, sister. The paper says it was the Sahara Pipeline that was laid by 1,400 men in 6 months.
Oh, that was a bad habit. But if you'll revert back to our last year's Halloween episode, you'll know that you can take things in and out of dreams through a big old open vagina. Sorry. So little Johnny Cliff.
That's the only way. I love that clip. I love that.
That'll have to show up in 100 episodes. Little Johnny was passing his parents' bedroom. Okay?
Okay.
It was in the middle of the night, and he was in search of a glass of water, because little Johnny likes water in the middle of the night. And he heard a lot of moaning. He peeked into the room, and he caught his folks in the act. The dirty act. And before his dad could even react, little Johnny says, oh boy, horsey ride, daddy. Can I ride on your back?
Oh my Lord.
Now, relieved that Johnny was not asking any more uncomfortable questions, and seeing the opportunity not to break his stride, Johnny's daddy said, Johnny hopped on and his dad started going to town. And pretty soon, Mama started moaning and groaning, and Johnny cried out, Hang on, Daddy. This is the part where me and the milkman usually get bucked off.
Oh.
I think we see the problem in little Johnny's life.
He has an unstable home life, is what he is. You know, I have one bonus stress-relieving joke.
Okay.
It's a short and sweet one. Now, Kendall, this blonde girl enters a store that sells curtains, and she tells the salesman, I would like to buy a pink curtain the same size as my computer screen. And the surprised salesman replies, but madam, computers do not have curtains. And the blonde says, hello, I've got windows.
I have a bonus blonde one, too.
Kendall, can you believe how some people are Macs and some people are PCs?
So this blonde and brunette were watching the 6 o'clock news clip, and the news was about a man, and he was about ready to jump off the bridge. And the brunette turned to the blonde.
Why was I on the news and not alerted?
So the brunette turns to the blonde and says, I bet you $50 the man's going to jump. And the blonde says, okay, you're on. So sure enough, the man jumps, and the blonde gives the brunette $50. And the brunette says, I can't accept this money. I watched the 5 o'clock news and saw the man jump then. And the blonde says, no, you have to take it. I watched the 5 o'clock news too, but I didn't think he would do it again.
Oh.
All right, I gotta take a break. I am too stressed.
I gotta take a break.
Cliff and Kendall will be fat. Oh, I mean, back right after this.
Lemonade. Let's sit here in the shade. Spin the ice cubes round and round and watch the ants parade. Lemonade, lemonade, don't you be afraid. Life may hand us lemons, but we still got it made. We'll kick back with a glass of lemonade.
Did you know that November has been deemed National Lemonade Month by the Lemonade Growers of America? Well, it has. So, America, get ready to kick back with some nice, refreshing lemon-flavored beverage. It's National Lemonade Month, everybody! Hey, it's the time we've been waiting for all year long. Let's all grab a glass and sing along.
Lemonade, lemonade, sip it in the shade. Life may hand us lemons, but we still got it made. Lemonade.
Get ready for a heapin' helpin' a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Right, Cliff, we are back in action.
We're back in school.
Now, last week, we asked our audience a question. And that question was, what do you do to relieve stress?
Okay.
So let's check in with our hotline and see what people had to say.
Hey, Cliff and Kendall, this is Marcy from Delaware. And I was just calling to tell you guys how I relieve stress. I often like to, if I buy like a big pack of the ramen noodles and I make one pack of the ramen noodles, I put 2 to 3 of the little seasoning packets in the one noodles when it's done, the one big square noodle. That's one of the ways, I guess. Thanks.
Well, I do love ramen noodles.
Oh, do you know how awful they are for you, but they are good.
Well, everything's awful for us.
Cliff and Kendall, this is Claire in Georgia. Could you please tell Ben that I'll mail him his clothes next week? Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
One night stand going on over there.
Uh-oh, you think so?
I think so. It must be pretty stressful.
I bet it's stressful. I would imagine it is stressful.
Now, that's all our phone
got
calls
clothes,
this week.
What, you gotta mail them?
What did they say on Facebook?
All right, on Facebook, we asked the same question. And Billy said that he relieves stress with the use of 40s. Jennifer said that she relieves stress with SES. Some disco stickage going on. And Nicole, she says she relieves stress with cooking. Nothing relieves stress like stabbing the hell out of some meat and vegetables, then throwing them in a fiery hot oven and imagining you can hear them
scream.
Well,
she needs to get over here. She needs to get over here and relieve some stress so then I can relieve some stress by eating it.
By eating it. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Cliff, speaking of asking questions, I feel like Ask Cliff and Kendall coming on. Dear Cliff and Kendall, excuse me.
Well, it's all right.
You've got questions. We've got answers. Ask Cliff and Kendall. All right, Cliff, so who wrote into you or into us this week that you would like to read?
Okay, here it is. Let me open this thing here.
Okay.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I've given my... You may want to sit down for this.
Oh, God.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I've given my boyfriend head 3 times now without him ever reaching orgasm. The last time I went down on him, we went at it for an hour and a half before I got too tired to continue. He says that he gets very close every time I try and that it always feels really good, but he still has yet to orgasm. He's 19, very fit and healthy, and he's had an orgasm before without a problem. Is this a problem with me, or could he have some health issue? Is there anything I can personally do to make it easier for him to orgasm when I give him head? This is signed, Lockjaw in Louisville. Now, what do you think about this, Kendall?
I honestly do not know where to start with this question.
Just start anywhere.
Well,
I'm confused.
We're helping. He's had an orgasm with blowjobs from other people?
I think he's had an orgasm just in other ways.
Oh, well, what's the problem with her? What's the problem then?
That's what I want to. This maybe she's young, and this is their first relationship. You don't always have an orgasm with that,
Yes, you don't.
You don't, and it. You don't. You're shrugging your shoulders like you don't know. Yeah, you always. Well, she's good then. Some people I've had. Good. Let me rephrase that. Some people are good at it, and some people are not. Some people are better, and it doesn't mean anything. If you're 18, you've got plenty of time to learn, right?
Yes. Yes. I just don't get the problem. I don't get the problem. Why? If you're having it in one way.
Well, I think that she's young and she doesn't know, because you have plenty of time to learn. How to do it better. Mm-hmm. And some people, I don't know how to say this without being real personal. But sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. And it just depends on who is there and how good they're doing. And it doesn't mean that they're not having a good time if they have to take the matter into their own hands at the end. Right?
The longer the better.
It doesn't mean they didn't have a good time.
Oh, well, I'm not even playing the music. You caught me off guard with this, all this penis puppetry going on over here. All right. And you're correct. We agree on that situation. Okay. All right, Cliff. I have mine here. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a 23-year-old liberated woman who has been on the pill for 2 years. It's getting expensive, and I think my boyfriend should have to share the cost, but I don't know him well enough to discuss money with him. Whoa. I think I see a problem.
Uh-huh.
I'm stressed out about this question. First of all, if you don't know him well enough to discuss money, you don't know him well enough to be playing Tootsies under the covers.
Oh, is the question over?
Yes.
Well, okay, first of all, I'm not going to cast any judgment upon when and when people should not, as you put it, play Tootsies under the covers. But if you think that he should pay for this, then you're wrong if you don't know him well enough to discuss money. Don't you think, Kendall?
Well, I don't know. I look at it in that, I don't know. I feel like you do know him well enough. Yeah, if you're banging him, having big boning sessions.
Yeah, you probably, I don't know why you can't discuss money if you can discuss orgasm and oral sex.
Maybe there should be a little less bone and a little bit more talking.
Fewer bang sessions and more fiduciary conversations.
So that is the answer to the question. A little less bone and a little bit more talking. That was stressful.
Kendall, every time.
Every time what?
Nothing.
What? What are you going to say?
You do every time.
Oh, it's time for stupid questions. Because that's one way I relieve stress, is just to be silly and have fun. And have some stupid old questions. So, Cliff.
Yeah.
If you were writing an autobiography,
uh-huh,
what would be the book's title besides your name? I think I know the answer to it. I'm not going to say anything.
I want to know what you think. That would be it.
The name of the title is Boom by Cliff Burr. All right.
Obesity. One man's journey.
One man's fat journey. Uh-huh. All right. Now, Cliff, what is one vacation destination that many people think is just fabulous, but that you have personally no desire to ever visit or revisit? Don't you just love this music?
Kendall, in all honesty, a lot of places, like, I would go and I would like to go, but I don't have a deep desire. And you know where that comes from? Let me explain that.
Okay. Good. We have nothing but time.
To this Oprah podcast once. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to this guy, and she didn't really necessarily believe this, but he was on there expressing what he believed. And he said people, you know, about reincarnation, and you're reincarnated through different levels, and you reach a higher and higher level until you don't have to be reincarnated anymore, until you, like, go on to some other plane. And she said, or what he said to her is, he said that one sign of being at a really, really high level, like Oprah was, he said, you know, is if you can read a book about somewhere and you're just as happy reading this book about the Bahamas as going there.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep. No, you're right. But I would rather go to the Bahamas. Okay. What is something that many people consider a modern-day convenience that you, quite frankly, consider a pain in the old nexter? Naked pictures on the cell phone?
Kids are always taking pictures with their cell phone.
No good teens.
What? Kids today. Why are they taking in their sexting, for one thing?
Having boning sessions.
Having too many bang sessions. It's disgusting. Kids today, that's what I consider a pain in the neck.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all the time we have for stupid questions then. Oh, those were pretty stupid questions.
Those were pretty stupid.
Well, they're not called insightful questions. Now, I have one or two other things I wanted to say about stress.
Okay.
Really, just one. I read this thing that someone said, and I thought it was very good to share on the show. It said, stress is the trash of modern life. We all generate it, but if you don't dispose of it properly, it will pile up and overtake your life. Now, isn't that the truth? Because I think that listeners should listen to this show and listen to the tips that you gave them on how to get rid of stress. Yeah. Because if they don't, it will come back to bite you in the ass.
It will. It will. Speaking of tips,
mm-hmm,
I have just a couple more.
Disco stick?
enjoy a disco stick now and again.
Speaking of tips, yeah.
So now, Kendall, you like this one. They say you should put on some music and clean the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also, along the same lines as going on a walk, you could take a walk with a friend, uh-huh. or with a dog, or with a dog that's your friend. It's you mm-hmm. should sing to music. Now, I find that that helps, because sometimes, Kendall, I get real mad or real stressed out, and I have a special playlist on my iPod called Hate Music, and it's real sort of music that you have to really belt out and sort of scream along with. Uh-huh. And when I get in a bad way, I put on that playlist and I can really, you know, get out some aggression with that. Uh-huh. Whenever my math rage boils up.
Well, I have two little tips too. Oof. My two little tips are one, watch the way you're thinking. And this one is for you. If you're a real pessimistic person and see the glass half empty, try to see things in more of a positive light, because negativity can make you stressful. Don't you agree with that, Cliff?
I think that one is for you.
Okay, and also, solve the little problems, Cliff. You know, if you, like, think of all the little things in your life that you don't think are really meaningful, that cause a lot of stress, like, solve the little things, and it makes you feel better overall. Okay. Don't you agree?
I do.
I'm getting off my soapbox.
Put the soapbox away, Kendall.
Hold on, let me stuff it under this big fat roll.
Can I ask a question of the listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Because I am still in the middle of a stressful situation. Kendall, last Thursday, I was sitting at home minding my own business, not stressed out at all, and I saw something out of the corner of my eye.
It was a big gut rolling around?
It was a big gut. I thought, what is that? I thought, is that a mountain? Oh, it's me. I saw something that I saw was on the floor, and I thought, oh, that was probably just something floating through the air, you know, like a dust particle.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, I was trying to watch TV, and I heard a plastic bag I had sitting on the floor. I heard it rattle. And I thought, what is going on? You know, sometimes you'll have some stuff in a plastic bag and it'll fall down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
A little rustling going on.
Yeah, so I thought, oh, see, something just fell down in that bag. Well, a few minutes later, Kendall, that bag rattled again.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, why has this bag been sitting on the floor for weeks and all of a sudden it's falling down? But I was terrified because this was back before Halloween. And I thought, oh my God, what's going on? And so I was afraid, because Kendall, I was afraid there was a living creature in that bag. And so I didn't want to get down on the floor because I didn't have my shoes on. So I picked up something and I nudged the bag with it. And Kendall, a mouse ran out of that bag and into the corner of the room.
Well, you've seen mice before, right? It's no big deal.
It isn't a big deal, Kendall. I reacted real calmly. I said, fuck! And I stood on the bed screaming for about 5 minutes.
You did that?
Yeah. Like you wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, it's just a mouse.
I have seen mice, and I would pick one up. I actually peeled one off of a glue. I peeled one off of a glue trap when I worked at PetSmart because it was inhumane. I set it free in the
It is
wilderness.
Inhumane. And this is what I want. I want to know how people deal with mice, because I was very concerned about being humane.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted humane mouse traps. I don't want to kill anything.
Yes.
You know, but here's the deal. Let me tell you what I did, or do you want to say that as a cliffhanger for next week when we hear the
We should save for a cliffhanger since we're at 40 minutes already.
Shut the fuck up. So, okay, well, we'll save that. If you want to hear what I did, tune in. Please, I really want to know what people do with mice, whether it's humane or inhumane. 818-308-4FAT.
Or on Facebook. And also, our next week is our 100th episode. And if you want to call and tell us how wonderful we are, or what you love about our show, you can do that too. 818-3084-FAT.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, Kendall, you know, it. Ultimately, what happened to that mouse was sad.
Aww. Did you kill it?
Oh. Cliffhanger. Kendall, I can't. It's a cliffhanger.
It's like a big must-see TV, but it's must-listen podcasting next week.
Must-listen podcast.
Listeners, if you are real sad over what could or could not have happened to this mouse, you can always find comfort at our website, cliffandkendall.com, where you can find links to our blog at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. You can find links to Facebook. Find links to MySpace if you're still writing on stone tablets. You can find links to everything, even stress reducers. That's how I release stress. I go onto our website and just click around for a long time. Look at pictures of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. I have a great time at work when I'm bored.
That's so sweet.
Isn't that sweet? Doesn't that make you want to cry?
It does, just like this music.
Oh, it's because it's so sad. Next week, Cliff, it's our big 100th episode celebration. Can you believe we're at 100 episodes next week?
Now, Kendall, this episode has been filled with a lot of great debating, and people might think, well, they'll never make it to episode 100, but we will.
We will. Tune in next week. It's going to happen.
And we will make it to episode 1,000.
Mm.
Do you think we will?
Sure.
That's not how... If we've made 100, that's only... 10 times however
long. That's real stressful thinking about me having to listen to pubic hair prostitute jokes for another 900 episodes.
Okay, you know, I'm changing it, Kendall. This is our finale right here. This is it.
That's real
sad. Hope you had fun.
If you miss our show, go to cliffandkendall.com. Call us at 818-3084-FAT for a lot of well wishes. I'm sorry, Cliff. Do you have a quote?
I have two quotes.
Uh-oh.
And the first one is called this. One of the symptoms of an approaching nervous breakdown is the belief that one's work is terribly important. And that was said by Bertrand Russell, and I just thought that was just very appropriate because everybody, nothing is that important.
Right.
Nothing. It's really not. Don't you think so?
I do.
Now, do you have a quote that you want to say in the middle of mine?
Stress is nothing more than a socially acceptable form of mental illness. And that was Richard Carlson.
Now, did you say that before on the show, or did I just see that one in my search for
you
stress?
You probably
quote?
Just saw it. I didn't say it before. Why would I have talked about stress before?
I don't know. All right, now, Kendall, the mark of a successful man is one that has spent an entire day on the bank of a river without feeling guilty about it. And that was said by your favorite Kendall, an unknown Arthur.
And I read that one too.
Wasn't it beautiful? Didn't you tear up when you read it?
I did. Take us home down the stressful road, why don't you?
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening,
everybody. That's going to stress your mom out that I didn't sing the song.
Stay stress-free, everybody. We'll see you next week on our 100th episode.
It'll be a stress reliever. It'll be one big stress ball to squish.
It'll be the biggest party you ever did see. All right, Cliff, I gotta go before I get too stressed out at this time.
Did we say I'm Cliff and I'm Kendall and I love you?
Yeah, shut the hell up.
All right. Jesus Christ! Even though this job is stressing my friends, stressing my family, stressing this life, stressing these issues, stressing my faith for keeping me reach my destiny, my God. Even though this job is stressing my friends, stressing my family, stressing this life, stressing these issues, stressing my faith for keeping me reach my destiny, my God. Is teaching me. Can you believe I had a problem early on in the week? Pressing matters bubbled up, started choking my speech. Then I brought you my remembrance. The word with the teeth. So I said a quick prayer. I'm alive. We deliver, man. Been to all places, seen the faces of the creeps that make you shiver, man. Think that'll make me lay low. Paparazzi all around, set my ground on the scene like being a J-Lo. Holy Father, when I look at you, relief is a reach. Blessings add up like greatest sand on the beach. Oftentimes I slip back, agony of defeat. It can be demanding when we stand in the heat. Conversation with the devil is a waste of my time. He ain't even on my level, he just blocking my shine. I surrender, no never, while he jocking my kind. All he do is throw pebbles on the rock in your mind. Job, stressing my friends, stressing my family, stressing this life, stressing these issues, pressing my faith for keeping me reach my destiny, my God. Even though this job is stressing my friends, stressing my family, stressing this life, stressing these issues, pressing my faith for keeping me reach my destiny. Oh my God.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. And for all you diehard listeners that just can't get enough, here's another old chestnut from the vaults.
I'm a good boy, prude as I can be. I love Jesus and ice cream too. Cliff's a bad boy, says what he wants to, always tells the Pope what to take. It's a sad day when I hear that sad music, 'cause without him, the show's not the same. Who will belch in my face, talk about loose sluts and the JJs too? And I'm ballin', yes, we're all ballin', yeah. We're ballin', yeah, we're all ballin'. All our listeners are crying their eyes out. Little Johnny will never learn the proper ways. I will search for another co-host, but Cliff's so large, it's a big seat to fill. And we're ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're ballin'. Guess I'll go back to coasting with Kendall, with news from my paranoid mom. And what now will we do about Kathy? Guess she'll have to manage on her own, 'cause we're ballin', yes, we're ballin', but we'll miss him and all of his belching, his humor, and his love for us all. Somehow we'll try to get through it, but who will save Christmas this year? 'Cause we're all ballin', yeah, we're all ballin', yeah, we're ballin', yeah, we're all ballin'. Cliff, we'll miss you.